under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this terrific Tuesday, March 26, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual is Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Ooh, Trucker Randy. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. I got a very interesting response to a tweet you put out. And it was so cute how this guy was trying to bash you for hosting Tudor Dixon at the Iron Pig for governor.
Sure.
And what the heck was the basis for that tweet?
Well, actually, I think there might have been a couple of them related to Tudor. And the idea that they're putting forth is, you know, really trying to turn Republicans on Republicans. Not as if they're doing a good enough job of that of themselves.
Right.
But, you know, I sit not necessarily in between the two parties, but as a libertarian, I get to see sort of all of the angles and everything involved in it. And throughout this whole ordeal over the last roughly 4 years, I have been widely painted as a Republican, as a Trumper, as all these other things. And I've always understood that, right, because I supported Republican candidates. In this instance, they're referencing Tudor Dixon had a freedom rally here while she was running for governor.
Right.
I know Tudor. She's a wonderful woman, very nice, great family person. I think she would have made a pretty good governor. But that was standing. What this tweet was about was trying to say you must be really upset because of, you know, Tudor Dixon got trounced by Whitmer. The party, the Republican Party, is bankrupt. You know, all of these things, and including Trump being the person that instituted the first lockdowns and Operation Warp Speed and those other things. And those are things that I take issue with as Trump as a candidate. Right.
Sure.
For me, it's all about the devastating effects of the lockdown, the school kids, the business loss, the nursing home patients, all of those things, right? So we can always reasonable. I say this all the time, and I think more people need to say it out loud. Reasonable adults can disagree.
Absolutely.
This is part of the problem. And this is what this person was trying to say was, oh, you must be really upset because your party is in shambles. Well, for one, it's not my party, and that's what I keep trying to say. For two, this is also the process of new leadership coming in and changing over and all these things. Is it ugly and messy? Yeah. Is this how it may have been designed to work? Potentially. But this is where we're at right now, and we've got to fix the problems.
Absolutely. And I, for one, I totally support his policies when he was president, But some of the endorsements that he's made, some of the decisions that he's made, I'm like, who is advising Donald Trump, especially when it comes to Michigan politics? You know, him getting involved in the Caramo-Huckstra situation, him endorsing the swamp creature Mike Rogers, who's still a paid consultant for CNN against him. I'm like, I don't get this. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But, hey, that's why we're outsiders looking in.
Yeah, you know, I keep hearing people say to me that I'm just not going to vote. You know, because of the two top candidates on the presidential ticket. And I try to remind these people, listen, vote down ballot. If you don't know the person, then don't vote for them. If you don't know anything about them, even if they are Republican, then don't vote for them. What you have to consider is that, especially in my instance and several other instances, Randy, you know this, lawfare is such a thing now. These judgeships that are coming around, all these local things are so much more important, in my opinion.
Absolutely. We're going to take a short break. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. One thing I did want to talk to you about today is the direction of the budget. And I don't know if you've been following this at all, but the budget process is basically not happening in Lansing. They have gridlock 54-54 in the state house. The two districts that are going to be up for election April 16th, April 23rd, this next month, they're not going to know whether or not they get their majority back until then. And Ian, our state government's budget runs out at midnight on September 30th. We're on a fiscal calendar, and they haven't even been working on the budget. All the sources in Lansing are telling me they're not even having committee meetings down there. What's going to happen when they try to replicate that $82 billion budget and they don't have the money to pay for it? She's even proposing more spending, you know, four-year-olds getting pre-K education. High school seniors graduating from high school can go to 2 years of community college for free. $500 a month if you want to house an illegal immigrant or somebody who's come to this country in your house. How are we going to pay for all this government in Lansing?
They're called newcomers, by the way, Randy, please. Get your nomenclature up to 2024 standards, please.
Okay.
give me a break.
Not illegals, right, but newcomers. Got it.
I had to, as soon as you said, so we come back from that break, and I had to make sure that my mute button was still on, because as soon as you said budget, I audibly laughed, state budget, and I actually laughed. And I tell you, again, where have the adults gone? It's insane. One thing you didn't mention in your litany of things that is going wrong with this entire process here is yep. that the population in Michigan is declining and has been. But yet the budget is increasing at astronomical rates, right? So usually what happens in that pretty simple equation is that means the population, you, me, everybody else, you know, those that are listening, our taxes are going to go up. It is a very, very simple equation. The rest of the things that you mentioned are all a part of the dysfunction that is happening in politics. You know, we talked last week about running for public office and this, that, and the other, and the decisions that go into that. When you willfully put yourself out there to be part of any local board or anything in state government or otherwise, you're putting yourself out there, and you're going to attempt to be a part of the system and change it. I believe right now in Michigan especially, there are not enough people on both sides that can stand up and say, wait a minute, this is not how these things are supposed to function. And a lot of it is because of the money that is backing behind them. And we all know this. We see that what grabs people's attention and keeps them going is the negativity, right? I mean, that's what mainstream media has built their high pedestals on, is keeping people at each other's throats. And Michigan politics is just an extension of that now. And even so much so to where, you know, the Michigan GOP has become a victim of that.
Sure.
And it's just so difficult to get anything done and anybody to come together when people are just at each other's throats. And we need collectively everybody to take a breath and say, are we doing the best for our constituents? And I think the majority of these people have their own interest at heart, not their voters.
Well, in the other aspect of all that, and I kept saying it on the show yesterday, if you know, the budget process is not really cast in stone. It's a forecast. You're saying, okay, based on this revenue streams that we have, we're projecting to have this amount of revenue, so we're going to spend this amount of money. This is how we're going to spend it. But then the question says, wait a minute, you don't have all that COVID China virus money coming from Washington, D.C. That $9 billion is gone, is spent, and you're not getting it this year. So how can you possibly maintain the same amount of budget spending with less revenue? The only alternative, like you said, we've got to increase taxes somewhere.
Right. And this was part of what, to sidestep a little bit, you know, going back to Trump, I'd never voted for Trump, but what I was keenly interested in and what I thought would happen was here is a business person coming into government. Maybe they can institute a process by which we can actually look at these things more from a proper business standpoint, right? Not that government should be making money, but that the efficiencies that free markets actually force you to institute as a private business owner. Those are the same sort of incentives that need to be in government, and they just aren't there. And in my opinion, probably never will be. I mean, we're going exactly the opposite direction of that. So I don't know. I don't understand how these adults can sit in a room and do the math on these things and say, yep, that looks good to me.
Right, exactly. And I said there's two legitimate, almost guaranteed sources of revenue that Lansing has. That's income tax, which should be eliminated, and sales tax. And sales tax is directly affects so many businesses like the Iron Pig and others because of the cost of goods. When you buy products, you have to pay higher sales tax. Inevitably, they're going to probably have to raise it, Ian, if they're going to balance the budget this year.
Right. You also forgot regulatory licensing and fees.
There you go. Well, those are constant. They could raise those, but how many small businesses would go out of business because they couldn't afford them?
Hold on. You're presuming that they care. This is this is an executive, right? We're talking 4 years out from executive orders that shut down the state of Michigan based on nothing, nothing, nothing. I'm so sick of this. I cannot believe I'm starting to get a little angry and upset about it.
Yep.
You know, that was, you know, going back to the original tweet that you were talking about. That's what this is really about, is all of the information that people on the left that still are flying a Whitmer flag. They cannot look at the information that is coming around. And the Mackinac Center has a ton of great information. And you can say they're bought and paid for, this, that, and the other. But when you dig into the information that they're presenting, it doesn't matter. Because it's not their information they're presenting. They're saying, the CDC is now saying this. WHO is now saying this. It's insane to me that there are people that are still having this person's back, this administration's back, Nessel and Whitmer and Liz Hertel and Bobby Gordon, all these ding-dongs that it looks like are going to get off scot-free.
Well, here's the other aspect of all this, and this is why I bring it up with you, a small business owner. Again, we're talking with Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig there in Gaylord. How is it going to affect the tourist season when they are not in session? They're not talking about a budget. Everybody's in limbo as far as where they're going to go on vacation, if they're even going to be able to afford a vacation. Gas prices are slowly starting to creep back up. So now all of a sudden we're saying, okay, we had a horrible winter up here. It was devastating, you know, for snowmobilers and ATVs and all the things we normally do. We didn't get that business. Now we're looking at possible higher gas prices. Now we're saying the government's like, okay, we might actually increase your taxes to pay for the spending we need to spend, invest in all these programs. It's basically going to be a downer in people's mentality. I wonder how much it's going to affect possibility of tourism this summer.
Yeah, I think it will probably have a significant impact. I'm jokingly, I'm old enough to remember 2007, 2008, with a severe downturn in the economy, especially here in Michigan. Coincidentally, that was a Democratic president, make of it what you will. Yep. But during that time, a lot more people were, I wasn't necessarily in the hospitality industry then, I was in the construction industry. And what we were seeing was a lot more people were doing staycations, you know, as the term has come around.
Sure.
They're not going to. So like right now, usually this is one of our slowest weeks because Gaylord Community Schools and surrounding areas are on spring break. We had a great Monday yesterday. I was pleasantly surprised. Usually that doesn't happen this week, but I believe it's partly because people in the area and people in the state are traveling to Northern Michigan or are staying home for their vacations instead of spending the money on airline tickets or gas money, like you said, on doing these faraway vacations.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm hopeful. The industry numbers are telling me that we should have a great summer. I'm not sure whether I believe it. What I'm actually watching and what I watched over the wintertime was the weather. The weather for us here in Gaylord has a tremendous impact because of the golf economy that really drives us. And, I mean, we are outdoors. You know, we have so many lakes, streams, fishing, camping. We've got a new RV resort going in a mile away from us. So mm-hmm. the weather is really going to impact our business alongside with, you know, the cost of goods and gas and everything else that you mentioned, inflation.
Right, absolutely. And the cost of food, have you recognized, seen that happening in all your suppliers? Have the prices gone up a whole lot since, you know, the last few years? What is it in projected to be, you know, for this summer? What are you looking at food costs?
The forecast that we're looking at for the summer is not that bad. The main ones that I'm watching are foil products. We do a lot of catering, so a lot of our foil pans and lids. Yep. On the food side, really what we're watching is the price of chicken is skyrocketing. Chicken breasts specifically is mm-hmm. skyrocketing. Dozens and dozens of farms have caught fire. The other one that we're watching is pork. Pork, you know, is traded as a commodity for the most part, and has been at kind of historic lows for the last years because of oversupply. And now what we're seeing is some of the suppliers are lessening their the amount of product that they're bringing to market to try and bring that per poundage back up. So those are the key ones that I'm watching and kind of always do besides the seasonal ones. You know, right now berries are, you know, terribly expensive and they're not the best either. But right. Yeah, that's what we get to deal with here in Michigan until we get more inside grow operations and micro farms. We've got a great one in Grand Rapids. But I want to say really quick on that note, Iron Pig Monday through Friday right now is offering $10 lunch boxes. So we have a salad, one of our quarter pound burgers, our pulled pork sandwich, and our pulled chicken sandwich for $10. You get a little lunch box out the door, $10.
Wow, that's great.
That's our economic stimulus plan that we're offering during spring break right now. So offices, if you buy lunch for your crew once a week or something like that, give us a ring, go online. You can do it online and order, pick it up, deliver it, whatever you want. It's super easy.
Very good. And again, the website to order online?
IronPigSmoke.com.
IronPigSmoke.com. Place your order. And you even are offering delivery capabilities for folks?
We do offer delivery. The main way we offer delivery is through DoorDash, but we do offer in-house delivery. We're going to be ramping that up more as springtime rolls around. We do it mainly during the summertime, but again, we're seeing folks that want things on demand and customized. And that's where we're trying to move our concept is being able to really customize your sandwich, your salad, or your platter. And that's, you know, the technology is already in place for us there. So we're just trying to fine tune that a little bit.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, again, folks, if you're local, we'd love for you to go over and have either lunch or dinner at the Iron Pig, support Ian and the staff, the team. And, you know, we got to keep this business going. We have all kinds of legal battles going on. We'll talk about that next week. Get an update for April 9th. And greatly appreciate you, sir. And stay strong. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you, as always, Trucker Andy.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you, sir. Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.